This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, coming to you live, New York City, Pier 17, the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17 in the heart of New York City. We have a lot to talk about today, including, Bart, right out of the gate, some breaking news that's very interesting that you and I have just been talking about. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number, and we are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. It is a very busy day on the guest list as well. So, lots to get to, but first and foremost, right out of the gate, Bart, we do have some very interesting breaking news, so we go.
Can't wait.
The breaking news sounder. This is being reported in the Charlotte Observer. I find this to be a fascinating story in the NFL. Cam Newton.
Who?
Yeah.
Where's
Cam? Yeah. He will meet with the Carolina Panthers today about a possible return to the team.
Wow.
Sam Darnold being out with the incomplete fracture. I just had to say that.
Oh.
But you know what? Do we cue the song? I'm coming home, coming home. Do you like this story? Why am I rooting for this?
This is one of the best stories. I mean, one, arguably, you can make the argument that Cam should have never left, right? He had earned the right. You know, I know he had been nicked up and hurt, and, you know, he hurt the shoulder there. And now you pair him potentially back with McCaffrey, mm-hmm. who he's played with, synergy. That running game becoming more dominant, and if he still can, you know, be accurate. I mean, you kind of can't feel bad for Sam Darnold because he's had an opportunity to claim this job as his own. But if Carolina, who has all their chips pushed to the middle of the table, remember what they've done this year. They traded for Stephon Gilmore, mm-hmm. right? They traded for C.J. Henderson, right? They've acquired, players to be able to compete at a high level. They started off hot. And, you know, Darnold's just not played well of late. And you don't want to give up on the season, but you can't, you know, the trade deadline is over with.
And Darnold's hurt. It's P.J. Walker,
right?
Is your quarterback for this weekend. So Matt Rhule said they're considering all options, but wouldn't get into hypotheticals specifically about Cam. But knowing his history there, you don't bring him in without any intentions, right? Like, it doesn't get out that you're meeting with him if you don't have intentions of signing him. Is that fair to say?
I mean, that's more than fair to say. And I think I like I like that place for Cam Newton better than any other, just from a personnel standpoint, right? What he adds to a running game that can be more dominant, because now Cam is going to be able to do the RPOs and be able to really, you know, dictate coverage. And also, if you're a linebacker, if you're the backside defensive end, you're not flattening out, right? You're not flattening out. And, you know, you think about him, he should be relatively healthy as well, right? And then you remember when Cam was at his best, it was when he first came in the league and they had a similar offense to what he had at Auburn. And now you go with Joe Brady, who's fresh from LSU, the whole RPO system, you can kind of tinker your offense. McCaffrey offset, Cam putting the ball.
They had Darnold running. Yeah, Darnold was right.
We was calling Michael Slick for a couple of weeks, remember?
Yes.
He had a couple of touchdowns. So now you put that type of offense with Joe Brady and you give it to Cam Newton, and now your running game goes up. But now Cam, if he can hit DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson down the field, you talk about something that's really good and something that could be electric. And Cam, like, rejuvenated, healthy for the first time in a long time, being able to feel like he has a second lease on life, and knowing that if this team is able to get going from a personnel standpoint, this team is as good as anybody else if you think about the weapons that they have on defense. And I think, you know, pairing him with Stephon Gilmore, who was a teammate of his, who I'm sure he has a tremendous amount of respect, will kind of come in and become the de facto leaders of that team. A team that looks like, yes, McCaffrey's a leader, but Cam is definitely a leader. You can never have too many of those.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And we want you to be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football's back, so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. All right, so we'll keep an eye on that story. Again, Cam Newton will be meeting with the Panthers today, according to a report in the Charlotte Observer. And there could be – it's just an interesting story at this point in the season. And there's just part of me that's kind of rooting for this. As you know, Cam Newton was released by the Patriots after training camp. Mac Jones was given the job. And Cam Newton was not vaccinated, went through some COVID stuff back then in training camp, missed some time. He has since been vaccinated. He made a video as well, said he wants to get back in the NFL, did get himself vaccinated. So none of those concerns, if you're the Panthers, are there. It's just now a matter of – what kind of condition is he in, and what kind of impact can he have? No, I know.
Cam Newton, yes. Mr. Vegan.
Yeah, he dude is always
Mr.
in great
nightshades.
Shape. Yes. No nightshades. But it is something that I just feel like would be a really cool story. An MVP, led that team to a Super Bowl, and to see him go back to that franchise and try to help them make the playoffs, you know, would be a great story. But we also are following another one, and we'll call this Straight Talk. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, and that is – I guess we're still waiting, Bart, for Odell Beckham Jr. to decide what his next destination will be. There are front runners that would be, again, these three teams. We've mentioned them before. Actually, there's a fourth. There's five of them, I guess, but the front runners are the Chiefs, Packers, and Saints. The Seahawks and Patriots are in the mix as well. Now, he'd have to decide by Saturday at 4 p.m. if he wanted to play Sunday, but you have a theory and a very interesting one.
Check.
Well, okay, but you have an interesting theory, though, about why he's waiting. Explain.
I think he's waiting, and we talked about this a little bit on Get Up this morning. He's waiting to see who the contenders are, right? Because if Kansas City loses to the Raiders, then now they're 5-5. And with not a great chance in really going to the postseason, knowing what their schedule is going forward. They still have the Patriots, they still have the Chargers again. Mm-hmm. They'll still have the Raiders again. So You say, okay, well, I'd rather see if they're legit, because I don't want to go to a team that's not going to make it to the postseason. What's my point? And then you look about the New England Patriots. New England Patriots have a big contest against the Cleveland Browns. Remember, they haven't played the Bills yet. They still have Kansas City on their schedule. They still have the Bills twice. So they're 5-4. If they lose, then they're 5-5. Mm. And then you have the Green Bay Packers. The Packers of Green Bay. You have the Packers of Green Bay, which to me seems like a slam dunk, because if he goes to New England, he's going to be the guy on the team that everybody's trying to take away with the double teams. If he goes to Green Bay, he's going to have one-on-one coverage a lot of times, because they just don't have the personnel to be able to double Davante Adams and double him, right? He can go in the slot. You still have Cobb there. You still have a good running game. You have Aaron Rodgers, one of the best quarterbacks in the league, throwing to you. But then if he goes to Kansas City –
we have more breaking news. I'm sorry to cut you off there.
More.
But it's just, yeah, it is. I'm getting.
We're 8 minutes in the show.
Can't wait.
We are now getting word, Field Yates reporting, that Cam Newton has just signed. That did not take long.
That didn't take long at all.
Not get it. Yes, play it. Play it. Play it. Yes. This is the perfect song for anybody that is returning to anywhere that they once were a star, and that is Cam Newton. So, okay, so.
I'm coming home.
Tell the world I'm coming home.
He's going to come in with Sage, and he's going to have the biggest fedora hat.
So, I like this. I really do. I like this.
I want him to start. He needs to start Sunday. Start him.
I mean.
RPO.
I mean.
PJ Walker, come on, son. Stop it. Put a Cam package in. I need to see me some Cam. I need to see that.
That's the next song we need now. Cam.
Oh, Cam.
Like, it's just so funny how there's certain players that I just felt like he never really got a true chance in New England. Like, last year, he looked good. Then he got COVID.
Yep.
And then just didn't look good. And up there, they just did, you know.
They don't care. Man.
Like, this guy wearing scarves and shoes. What is this? You know, like, they just never accepted him up there, I don't think. As much as Belichick tried to make it work. And I'll tell you what, that could be an argument, too, for Odell of why you wouldn't want to go to New England, because there's just certain personalities, you know, it's just not going to work. Now, but you mentioned, all right, that's the news on Cam Newton. Want to get your thoughts on his impact and him back in the league and back where it all started. What do you think of that? 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I'm going to grab those calls in a moment, but just to finish up on the Odell, as we're waiting on that, and the Odell conversation, you were a free agent once.
Yeah.
And you made the most of it.
Actually, twice.
Twice, okay. All right, it's true. Did you have people pitching to you, hey, Bart, come here, and you know, here's why, and all that stuff, like players and stuff, trying to get you to come to their team? Did you ever go through that?
Well, I had teams.
But you had Rex doing it. He was waiting outside your house.
Well, I had people. They were reaching out to my agent, of course, and telling me, hey, like the Lions told me, here's a blank check, fill it out. Like Kansas City had me like in uniform in their newspapers,
nice.
Like with their uniform on.
That's
like,
cool.
Superimposing me.
All right, but how about getting pitches from players?
I didn't last long enough. I never lasted longer than 24 hours.
All right. Well, you made the point about the Packers. It would be a great fit.
The Packers of Green Bay.
The Packers of Green Bay. And the fact that with Davante Adams, he would not see double teams. He would probably have a chance to be a productive player. You know who agrees? Davante Adams.
I'm pretty secure in what I bring to this offense and this team. And I know what his mindset is based off what he just came from. He'd be happy to deal with, you know, whatever at this point. I mean, he had one catch, like 6 yards in his last game. So I can guarantee you we can get him more than that over here. So as long as he's good with 2 catches, 12 yards, we should be straight.
All right, there's one pitch. Now, you think Patrick Mahomes would like to have Odell?
Mahomes boy?
You think Patrick Mahomes, yeah, you go meh? You know what? You're right, because he did sound very meh.
I mean, obviously, he's a really good football player who's done a lot of great things in this league. I'll leave that stuff up to Veach. I mean, he does a great job of bringing great players in. He's always looking around and trying to see what he can do to make the team better. So I let him handle that, and I focus on this opponent this week and go out there and try to play with whoever's on that field.
Hmm.
Remember
that sound? That's
remember the Inner Dragon?
Yeah.
You come right out of a comic book, punk. What the hell are you talking about, my homeboy? You need as much help as you can. Y'all went and signed
The front office.
Yeah, y'all went and signed Flash Gordon. Y'all desperate over there. Stop.
I'm going to give you one more. Bruce Arians. You know how we've gotten calls from people saying, don't count out Tampa. You don't get his relationship with Tom Brady and don't count out Tampa. Bruce Arians.
I ask you if you're in the other second junior sweepstakes. Are you part of that?
No. Too many letters. I already got AB. I don't need OBJ.
I guess that's
like,
a no.
Like only Bruce Arians can say. Remember, he didn't want AB last year either.
That's true.
Tampa Tom said, you know what?
Tom said, I want more letters.
I think I want more letters. But, you know, it's like dark horse.
That's great.
Dark horse, Seattle.
But I
think he's waiting. He's waiting. Because guess what?
What's he waiting on?
He played, the Seattle Seahawks plays the Packers of Green Bay.
Yes, they do.
And they're 3-5. Mm-hmm. If they lose.
Yeah. It's a wrap.
They're 3-6. OBJ, too already cold over there, man. Rain all the time. You want me to put up with that and I'm going home?
But doesn't he have to sign by 4 o'clock Saturday?
Well, 4 o'clock Saturday if he wants his salary. That he's guaranteed, right? So, like, whoever picks him up is going to pick up his salary.
Right.
So, if he's not signed to a team, he doesn't get his salary for the week.
For the week.
Yeah.
So, he's willing to forego a week's salary to see where teams stand.
I would.
After Sunday, because you do have some very interesting matchups this week that, you know, these teams are involved in.
And then.
So, if Seattle loses.
They're done.
Then you're like, all right, I don't want to go there. New England plays the Patriots-Browns game is a critical game.
It's a must-win because that team right now, the Patriots are seventh in the wild card, right? Followed by Kansas City trying to catch them, yeah. Cleveland's trying to catch them. That seventh seed is stacked.
Right.
And eventually, you're going to be able to add the Colts into the team that's trying to get there. So, like, you got to make sure that you're doing – see, right now the Chiefs are on the outside looking in. If the Chiefs lose, then they're 2 games out of it, right? You got the Steelers there. I think the Colts are going to make a hard run for it because their schedule gets easy. They had a brutal schedule.
Even though their schedule is so, their schedule 4-5, but yeah.
But their schedule is so easy going forward.
So if you were going to, all right, give me a little taste, little Barstradamus, where's Odell ending up?
Oh, I see OBJ. OBJ with. Oh, I see the cheese curds. Oh.
How about them Cowboys?
Oh,
yes.
Nice.
I see him with the Packers of Green Bay with Mr. Discount Double Check himself.
R-E-L-A-X. Oh.
Where
Relax.
Did that shade come from? The shade is coming from the thunder thighs of AJ Dillon. They block out the sun. Yes!
All right.
Oh, yes.
So you see Odell in Green Bay. All right. So more Barsadamas tomorrow, of course. We just want a little taste.
So it shall be.
A little something. So it shall be. So we shall see. That's for sure. I got a little more news for you, if you can handle it.
I can't, man.
There's a little more.
Cut me, Mick.
Now, again, I just did the How About Them Cowboys, but if you're a Cowboys fan, this is something you want to know. Mike McCarthy announces that Randy Gregory, the top defensive end, you know, will be out multiple weeks.
Wow.
Apparently, he suffered a calf injury in Wednesday's practice. They could go on injury reserve, but they plan to just replace him within the roster and not look for any help
right,
on the open
short-handed,
market.
Short-handed.
So, no Randy Gregory for that Dallas Cowboys.
See that's what
defense happens.
I tell you all the time, right? This season's about a battle of attrition.
Mm-hmm.
And usually at this point in his career, Randy Gregory, at this point of the season, he'll be suspended already for some drugs.
Would you stop?
So now his body's like, what the hell are we doing, man?
Usually we get a couple of weeks off.
Yeah, what the hell are we doing, man?
All right.
Eight games straight.
All right. That's Straight Talk, by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Yes, we have week 10 beginning tonight. Ravens and the Titans.
No.
Ravens and the Dolphins. Sorry. Ravens and the I'm reading something that said Titans, so I just went Titans. Yes, no Dolphins. Who they have some quarterback issues. They've got a season.
This
that's
dude's
pretty
Mr.
much
Glass,
on the brink.
Man.
So, but the Ravens, a very important game for them. They can get to 7-2. But we got your calls 888-ESPN 888-729-3776. And a lot of people want to talk about Cam Newton returning to Carolina. We go to Lucas from Florida to start us off.
What's happening, guys? Had a hot take on Greeny a couple of days ago saying that the Super Bowl champ is going to come from the NFC South. And with Cam heading to the Panthers and with the great coaches that that division have, and if OBJ goes to the Saints, there's no way that the Super Bowl champ is coming out of there. Hopefully it's the Bucks with a repeat, but they also got Perryman to lay the points this week versus the Redskins. Godwin's out, but I just love the moves going on.
Hold on. Way to go out on a limb by saying that the Super Bowl champions come from the NFC South. Like, weren't they the favorite when they said they were going to run it all back? That's a way to go out on a limb.
No, the Bucks, yeah. But I just see there's more potential with the Bucks and the coaches. They're just – with Sean Payton, Arthur Smith, and Matt Rhule, I believe they could do more with less and their in-game adjustments. It's just better than these other coaches. With every – like, I just feel that's the strongest division.
NFC West is pretty bad. But thank you, Lucas. I mean, he's not wrong about the coaching. There is really good coaching.
Are we
in the
dubbing?
NFC
are
South.
We are we dubbing Arthur Smith at 4-4? Like
yes, we are.
He's like he can coach his way out of wet paper bag. Let's go back to the call line.
Wendell
we
from Montana. Wendell.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's happening?
Yeah. Hey, Cam coming back in the league is a good thing. He's an ex MVP, but he ain't going to do nothing for Carolina. I mean, he should have went somewhere else. But
that run game.
I don't know. If they get healthy, they could be a really interesting team. They had a good defense
if
early
if
in the season.
He's healthy, but
No, Cam is healthy. Cam is healthy.
Well, he hasn't played, and he was fine. And
that's the thing. He hasn't been playing. He's going to do his thing, but that's about it.
That run game, and it's OBJ, what's
his name? OBJ, he needs to go somewhere where there's a good quarterback.
I think he's definitely looking to do that, Wendell. I would think that's
Wendell,
why.
Wendell, that's the first thing I agree with the hell you said.
Ahmed's in New Jersey. Ahmed.
Hey, guys. Love you guys, man. Awesome show. I tell you what, man. Cam going to the Panthers is a match made in heaven. I mean, he's done so much for that organization. He's going to have so much support from not only the organization but the fans. That team's getting healthy. I mean, they started off with Sam Darnold. They started off the year pretty well
3-0.
With their weapons. And so now you got their weapons coming back. You got Cam, who doesn't really have to do much. I don't think he has to go on and be Superman, no pun intended. But he just does need to just go in and get in where you fit in and just make it work with Carolina. I'm excited about it.
I hear you, Ahmed. Now, look at the schedule, Bart. You see that right now on ESPN+. Mm-hmm. This weekend – I mean,
but it's no Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray has a messed up ankle, and A.J. Green is just coming back from COVID protocol. He's not officially out, but they don't know.
But after this
week, he's not going to practice this week.
They're 4-5. They're right outside. They're on the bubble for the playoffs right now in the NFC. Yep. But after this week, you got Washington, Dolphins.
Barbecue chicken.
Right? Falcons.
Barbecue chicken.
And it gets tough. At Bills, Bucks, Saints, Bucks. All right? So it gets tough towards the end. But you've got a chance to get back into the mix.
All they got to get is five. They just, 9-7 is going to get somebody in the playoffs, right?
Okay.
That, I all see right. 1, 2, 3, 4. I see 4.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens, but it is official. So Cam Newton was originally was just meeting with the Panthers, and
Bojangles is lit right now.
With the Panthers. So he is back in Carolina. We will continue with your calls on this, of course. It's a great topic. We're waiting to see where Odell Beckham Jr. has to go as well. But coming up next, a little basketball talk for you, because the first month of the NBA season, it's impossible to figure this out. But we'll let an all-time great figure it out for us next, after Bart tells us about Straight Talk Wireless.
5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get in on the action. Well, not anymore, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide, with plans starting at just $35 a month with no contract. And get this, Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G compatible devices required. Actual availability, coverage, and speeds may vary. Back after this with the great one.
Hindsight's always 50-50. I mean, 20-20, whatever the number is, who cares?
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
I'd much rather preach to him coming out of the timeout. Let's not settle. If that's Steph Curry taking that shot, I can live with it. Russell Westbrook, put your head down and make a play.
Westbrook shoots a three for the win. No good. Tipped by Davis. No good. And we're going overtime. Avery Bradley grabs it, and the Lakers win.
Just have so much faith in my teammates, myself, and my ability to be able to do things to win basketball games. And tonight, I did a better job of that tonight.
Check it out.
Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Check it out.
Presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance, proud to support veterans, especially today, of course, with its annual Keys to Progress vehicle giveaway program, now celebrating 9 years of donating vehicles, helping veterans in need. Learn more at keystoprogress.com. And yes,
the great
today,
one.
We salute you, veterans, and thank you. And we salute an OG, Vince Carter,
the
joining us right
one.
Now on the Goodyear Hotline. Here's why. Vince, we salute you,
because
you are, as and I know you're such a humble guy. You hate hearing this stuff, I'm sure, but you are a superstar. You are one of the all-time greats. You are a guy that is just wonderful to watch play basketball and now wonderful to hear talk about the game. And a guy at your level should not be on hold for 8 minutes.
Disrespectful, man.
Like, people, I want the listeners to understand.
No. But I'm going to say this. I called early to be on time.
I wanted the listeners to know that.
That's what I'm saying. I wanted the listener to understand that, like, punctuality is one thing, but the fact that we made Vince Carter wait eight minutes on hold because our breaks are so damn long. Our listeners complain about how long our breaks are, but you hung in there. Most guys would have hung up on us, so thank you.
I'm sure.
Appreciate
Vince,
you.
I'm sure, Vince, are you a multitasker? I'm sure you're a multitasker. What did you do?
He said, write a book. Nah, but I was over here writing some notes because you know how we do. We're on TV all day.
Yeah, great.
Can you tell me this? What's the most disrespectful dunk? High school, AAU, of course, the Olympics. Ooh. What's the most disrespectful?
Gary Payton had a couple last.
Yeah, what's the most disrespectful dunk you ever did on somebody? You just like, ugh.
Are you
he
serious?
Gonna, okay, he gonna cry so, in the car.
You know the answer to this.
So, I just want to hear. Can I hear it?
Yeah, I'm gonna say most talked about the Olympics,
yes.
The Alonzo Mourning dunk. And then I had a dunk in high school on a kid by the name of Tim James.
Yeah.
In a big rivalry game, which my mom went to that high school,
Ooh.
And they were in the building too. So it was a big deal. Yeah, it was big business.
That's
the one.
What's that? That movie where the guy missed the strike and then his life was horrible. And then, like, he went back and he hit it. It's like one of those, you ruined that kid's life. His life, if you never dunked on him, his life would have been so much
different.
Jim
Belushi, wasn't
that
Jim
Belushi,
right? Yeah, I know the movie you're talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking
about.
When
you ask Vince Carter the most disrespectful dunk he ever had, it's called the dunk of death for a reason.
But I just wanted to hear
The one in the Olympics was, like,
you're right.
Never mind.
He almost started World War III.
No.
Hey, but and I'm gonna say this. I don't know if you guys know, but he actually went through hell.
Yes, he did.
Because of that play. Yeah. Because of a basketball
Frederick
play.
Weiss.
As far as you know.
Yeah, no, it's
Frederick
true.
His life was threatened. He, tried to take his life once and everything. So it's like over a basketball play. You know, man.
It's the way. It's an unbelievable story. Have you ever? Now I know there was a story about him recently and how he has been down on his luck. Have you ever talked to him?
We've never. Once that, because like I said, that was in Sydney, Australia.
Right.
He didn't come over in the NBA. I know he played. He had a career in Spain, and he played. And once he retired, he's actually a broadcaster, if I'm not mistaken. From the last I heard, he was doing well, and he's a broadcaster.
Well, that's good. Okay. We like happy endings, man.
Sure. It's been a happy one, so he's doing well.
Yeah.
The dude in high school.
Hey, crazy!
The dude that you dunked on in high school is working at Foot Locker right now. That you ruined his life, too.
Tim James played at University he played in college, and he actually played in the league. Briefly for the Heat, and I don't know what happened after that.
You see, I'll tell you what. I played Division II, right? I didn't go big time, right? But for me, the moment I knew, we were playing again. I was at St. Anthony's in Long Island. We were playing.
Okay.
We were playing Christ the King, right?
Okay.
And this guy named Carl Beckett, who played at St. John's, and he could fly. Mm-hmm. And I knew it was a wrap for me when I saw the bottom of his shoes when he went back door. And I'm like, I'm not. That's it. Like, I knew then I'll be at Foot Locker.
I'm going to enjoy this high school experience.
Exactly. Let's enjoy this NBA experience right now. Let's get to some stuff, including last night, which was a really exciting finish, the Lakers beating the Heat in overtime. And Russell Westbrook had a triple-double, and as Mike D'Antoni said, he almost had a triple-double because he had 8 turnovers, but we'll ignore that part of it. But without LeBron,
you can't ignore it though.
Well,
you can't ignore it.
Okay.
And I'm gonna say this before you go any further. Mm-hmm. You can't, because when you start getting into big games and you know the atmosphere, and particularly on the road, it's imperative and important to take care of the ball, and especially if he's going to be one of your primary ball handlers. And he's addressed that and said, "I need to take care of the ball." It's great to see him, score 25. Obviously, he assisted. He had a triple double, 10 for 22 from the field, but 8 turnovers, that's concerning.
Mm.
That really is.
How does that work when LeBron comes back? Because LeBron is ball dominant. He's ball dominant. It doesn't seem like Westbrook can play off the ball. I mean,
that is my question.
Yeah, you just play for the ricochet off the backboard when he throws it up. Like in the highlight coming back, it was like Westbrook for the win. Doink. It was like rebounded by so and so.
That was quite the highlight. Yeah, that was quite the highlight.
So you're crazy, bro. So for me, I feel like the Lakers going to have to figure out their rotation. You can't sit or bring Russell Westbrook off the bench at this point in his career. Mm-hmm. He still has a lot of juice and a lot in him. But you have to figure out how you're going to, how you're going to adjust your rotation to where he becomes the prime ball handler. Do you give him the ball early to get him feel good? Because LeBron King will always have the ball. He can get himself going when he wants to. Maybe, early Russ has the ball. And then when you sub, then you put now LeBron the primary ball handler. Or you flip it. Early LeBron has it and you let Russ run with the second unit. And yes, I know it becomes now you go further into their offense, you have Rondo. What do you do with Rondo? Because you don't put Russell off the ball. So they have a lot of questions that need to be answered.
Vince Carter joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. All right, so the Knicks have been a fun story, and yet now they've become maddening. It's amazing how at first you're just so happy that they're good again and you can feel good about each night. They're going to be competitive. They made the playoffs last year, right? So the fans love them in the beginning. But I almost feel like after losing again at home last night, in the fashion they did too, they looked really bad for big stretches of that game, like just flatline, that you're going to now get that impatience now from the fans saying, hey, hang on a sec. All right, we love you, but enough's enough. You got to show us something. What do you see in them? Are we overstating them as a team, or do you feel like there's something there, but it's going to take time to develop?
So let's think about this. Think about last year and what they accomplished. And when everybody's like, oh, my goodness, not only did they make the playoffs, they had home court advantage.
Mm-hmm.
So coming into the following year, Bart, you know this, you're not surprising anybody anymore. You do have a target on your back, like the Atlanta Hawks. You have a target. Oh, no, this team's for real. We don't disrespect them, if you would. We don't just look over them and just say, oh, we're going to New York to hang out because we know we got a for sure win. You now get up and say, no, we're going to go beat these boys, particularly at home. Yes, they're 7-5, seventh in the East. They started off well. Like, uh-oh, Julius Randle's been playing well. He didn't play great, didn't shoot well. But there again, it takes time because Evan Fournier is gonna play a key role for this team as the another primary scorer. When Randle, he demands that attention. We saw what he did during the season and even in the playoffs early until he ran against those Hawks. But they put multiple bodies on him, and they just didn't get any scoring from anywhere else. Now you have Fournier and Kemba Walker. Once they get going, I mean, they were 1-for-7 and 1-for-5 shooting. So it's going to take time. When you're on a new team, you know, that honeymoon phase is always great. But when the honeymoon is over, now we really see what we got here and how we got to get better and how we coexist. So I think they're now, 11, 12 games in. Now we're starting to see how can we coexist that the honeymoon phase is over. Now, so it's going to take time is what I'm really saying.
Now with Julius Randle, I think the team operates better when the team comes and goes, I think, as R.J. Barrett goes. I think
R.J. Barrett's going to have to play well, yes.
Yeah, and I think Randle right now is in that tough spot where it was his team, and now he has to share some of the spotlight, and he just got it. And he's trying to figure out how to find that balance and not being too ball dominant and trying to find out where he can get his. But, you know, most superstars have to know how to facilitate for other people first and know when to step in and take over. And I think he struggles with that because he wants to be the guy to take the last shot, but it's not always for you. You're supposed to be able to facilitate, and that's what he's struggling with.
And as a superstar, you have to understand, like, what's important. You want to win. You want to make the playoffs. Well, now, and then when we say that and we want all of these great players and scorers on our team, until the reality hits and the game's like, nah, man, we play through me first. And like you said, sometimes as a superstar, you get bashed in the media, but you have to sacrifice your offense for the good of the team to win. And I think, yes, I agree with you. He's trying to figure out how to do so, because if you look around that locker room, you know, we saw Evan Fournier go crazy early in the year, and that's the potential. So that got to feel good for him. It's like, man, when they double-team me, I know I can play through him. Or sometimes they can play through Kemba, they can play through Fournier, and he sees single cover. So it's a thing they're going to have to work out. Like you said, he just got the team where it's his. He earned it. I mean, now it's kind of like, wait, I got to share it now. Like, it's a tough position to be in. But if you want to win, sacrifices have to be made.
All right, let's end this conversation like it began, because last night that Warriors 10-1, and there were some dunks in this game against the Timberwolves. Where do you rate the Wiggins dunk on Karl Anthony Towns, especially knowing that relationship those two have? Because this was vicious.
So I'm gonna start by saying this. So there was a time I was in the Hawks. We played the Timberwolves, and I had a situation going down the paint on Karl Anthony Towns. He pushed me, and I finger rolled for the and one. You know, but now I look at now Wiggins. He finished the job, and you best believe when you go play against your own team, how that thing ended in Minnesota, he wanted to play well. And anytime you get a chance for liftoff, whether it's a guard or Karl Anthony Towns, you're going to go for it. And not only did he have a big dunk, he went off for 35. Mm-hmm. And he had a big game, 9-for-9 in the first half. Like, the Warriors are serious right now. It's like you wasn't sure in the beginning, like, what you're going to get. And now you're like, okay, so if you can get the contribution from Wiggins like that, surprised with Gary Payton playing like he is, and then you add the rest of the guys, once you get the young fuller back and your other shooter to add to that, look out.
Yeah, they certainly look legit. We got to leave it right there.
Can I ask Vince one question? I just want to ask him about Anthony Edwards.
Well, we are super good. You know we'll do?
Because you hate him. You hate Anthony Edwards. I don't know why you hate him.
I
hate his swag. You hate him last year. I like his game. I like his attitude, too. All right, we got to go, Vince Sandy. We'll do this another time. I'll call Mark Lefseltzer. I'll call you and ask you on between me and you. It's Allen Hayton.
We'll get VC back for sure. I mean, this time we won't leave you on hold forever. Thanks so much, Vince. All the best.
All good. All right, fellas. Appreciate it.
All right, the great Vince Carter joining us, man. I'm getting yelled at. We got to get out. We got to get out.
Damn, it's Barton on
ESPN Radio. Right. So after an exciting night in the association, what do we learn about some of these top teams? We'll discuss that next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Bart and Hahn.
ESPN Plus, ESPN Radio. So, Bart, you know, we're wondering about quarterbacks, and we're talking about arrivals of quarterbacks, like returns of quarterbacks, like Cam Newton returning to Carolina. And there'll be, of course, at the end of the season, departures of quarterbacks, and Aaron Rodgers is front and center of that. What's he going to do? Is he going to stay in Green Bay or not? That all depends, I think, on the success they have this season. But beyond him, should we also include Russell Wilson in this conversation? And it feels like it's an annual thing now. Yeah. Russell Wilson wants out of Seattle. And a couple of years ago, that was the case, ended up staying, signed his extension. Last year, there was that talk that he wasn't happy, wanted out. That became a whole discussion until they worked some stuff with him and they made him happy again. But as you look at it, and you've talked a lot about the Seahawks and how the window might have closed for them when they had that great defense, Legion of Boom.
Yep.
And they had, you know, they were building with Russell Wilson, but they had Marshawn Lynch. They won a Super Bowl, should have won two. We know that. If the window's closing there in Seattle, Pete Carroll, who knows if he's going to continue
like
to coach.
73, he'd be 73 years old.
If you're Russell Wilson, when do you say, you know what, it might be time? Because it always feels like he's thinking about being somewhere else, but isn't sure he's ready to make that move. Would this be the offseason he's ready to make that move?
Well, they gave him everything he wanted, right? They gave him Gabe Jackson, so they gave him more protection, right? He has Brown on the outside. They invested heavily in the offensive line. They locked up Lockett. They locked up Metcalf, two of the best, you know, 1-2 punches in all the game. Yet, here they are, right? Here they are. Now, I understand Russell missed two games, and Geno wasn't able to hold the 40. He's able to get one victory against Jacksonville, but lost a tough game. Couldn't finish the Pittsburgh game, so they lost to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
If I'm Russell Wilson, I'm saying, listen, I'm looking up to the Rams. I'm looking up even to the 49ers. I'm looking up to the Cardinals. Our team is, with the salary caps and structure and the talent, the lack of depth of talent, the Legion with no Boom, it might be time for me to exit right. And there was a reason why he had that list. He had that list for a reason because they're so
bogged down. He already knows of teams he'd want to go to.
They're bogged down so heavy with contracts and guaranteed money to people that they really can't really – they got $11 million worth of salary cap space, I believe. They really can't go address the issues that they have to address. They need four or five new starters on defense. Dunlap didn't work out. He's older, right? But they paid him money after letting him go, bringing him back, right? You know, Jamal Adams is still continuing to hunt him because now they don't have their first-round draft pick this year either, so they can't get better even through the draft, you know, with the first round, which should be a slam dunk. So Russell should have a list, and maybe it's time to break up and, hey, you guys are on a little mini rebuild, and you can let me go. You can let, you know, Wagner go. And let us go try and win championships because right now the window for us to win a championship is over and we have to restart. And this will be the second time that Russell restarted, right? They've had the last couple of years had opportunities to get in the tournament to win. They just can't, you know, get the big dub, right? They run into the second round and they just can't get her done, right? And Pete Carroll, who knows how much longer he wants to be there, and you can't say that the replacement for Pete Carroll is on the staff. So that means a new coach starting over again for the third time for Russell Wilson. He don't have time for that. He's on the other side of 30. He needs to be somewhere where he can be in the window, and I think a place like New Orleans would be the perfect place for him that now that we know that Jameis is not going to be there, all the money's going to come off the books in New Orleans. Could you imagine Russell and Sean Payton? Oh, that's a match made in heaven.
Look at you already teasing a potential out after this season at 33 years old. We'll see if Russell Wilson is part of that conversation. We're back in 10 seconds.
Breaking Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Build your winning team today. Go to linkedin.com/sports.
Waiting to see what Odell Beckham Jr. does when it comes to a move. The Panthers have made a move, and that move is to bring back Cam Newton. They have signed him, so we'll see what happens with now him on this team as they play the Cardinals this week. Now, I do have a quote. I'm going to try to find it right here for you. I just had it. There it is. Matt Rhule did talk about it. I mean, minutes before they signed him, he said, we're not going to talk about hypotheticals. Now that he signed, okay, now he can talk about it. And I found this to be an interesting quote, Bart. Matt Rhule said this about signing Cam Newton after Sam Darnold is injured. He said, my job is to try to win right now. Our fans aren't paying money to watch us win in 2 years. I love that quote. But then he adds this. At the same time, you're trying to build a Super Bowl caliber team. So it's a balancing act of doing what's right long term and trying to win at the same time. Many times, those are the same thing. Then he added this. There's four teams in the NFC with more than six wins. Everyone else is like us. A lot of teams right now in the NFL are trying to figure out how to get past 500 and have a good year and win in the second half of the year. And then he adds, my job is to try to win. I love this mentality.
Yeah.
Like, this is how you have to be. You are on the outside. You're on the bubble right now. You're 4-5. You had a 3-0 start, and then things have really, the wheels have fallen off for this team. McCaffrey's gotten hurt. That's been a concern. Your starting quarterback looked great, and now he's looked really bad. So, but I love that the coach comes in here, and he's just like, hey, like, we're not tanking this thing. We're not shutting this thing down. If I can get a quarterback who's experienced, who can come in here and help me win, I want to win. And let's do this thing.
And a guy that showed he can thrive in this type of RPO type of system. And listen, understand that McCaffrey was gone. So if McCaffrey was there, you would add maybe one more win, and maybe that'd be 5-4. So McCaffrey's only going to get stronger. You add a guy like Cam Newton who can add to that running game. And he's a guy, if given the right system, can play fast and can make plays down the field. And he's a show enough leader, and he's going to feel comfortable because he feels he's in his stadium. That's the house that Cam Newton
That's
built.
That's a great point. That is true. The MVP got them to a Super Bowl, and now we'll see if he can get them to the playoffs. We'll see how soon, of course, he gets into the lineup as well. We will get to your calls. I know a lot of people on hold, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 on this. But coming up, the Ravens can make a statement tonight if they can just survive South Beach. Not many have been able to. That's next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.